Unit 3, Lesson 2, Exercise 1, page 26. Listen and then read the article. West African men have style. We usually think of women when we talk about fashion, but men also like to be in fashion and follow trends, and West African men have great style. Young men today, from New York to Cairo, and from Dakar to Tokyo, have the same dress code. Baggy t-shirts and jeans, caps, dark glasses, and big chains are worn by all. Older men often prefer outfits that are traditional, or made with traditional materials, but often with a modern twist. Traditionally, different groups of people used to wear different types of clothes. Hunters, for example, wore special clothes and hats. Ruling classes and the nobility also used to wear special designs. Some clothes were worn only for special ceremonies and rituals. Men used to have clothes that were made from leather, mud cloth, batik, or wax fabrics. The fabrics were made by hand on weaving looms. Special patterns and colours were used for certain fabrics. Tailors make long-sleeved anagos with pants from these materials. Men wear the anagos with skull caps that are often richly embroidered. Tailors use basin fabric, which used to come from Germany, and lace, which used to come from Austria, to make impressive bubus. Men wear these bubus on special occasions, as they are not really suitable for everyday wear. It can be very difficult to wear a 10-meter set of clothes, especially when it is stiffly starched. Classic big white or blue bubus remain fashionable for adults and older people on formal occasions. Today, fashionable men in the streets of Dakar, Bamako, or Abidjan wear outfits based on traditional styles, but in colours that used to be worn only by women. Purple, yellow, and red, pink. Many exciting fabrics are produced by big textile factories in countries like Ghana, Nigeria, Benin, and Togo.